lies, lies, and more fucking lies. $25 million, $30 million. I think that the people who concocted this hoax, they need to pay up. They need to pay back to the American people. What a goddamn mess with these psychopaths. I've been telling you over and over, they're psychopaths. I want power. Good, Obama and Clinton. Probably going to go down in flames. Oh yeah, my name is Richie, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat shit. Be on TV tonight with Carl Higbee at 4:15 on AmericasVoiceNews.com. Check it out.
To come up with a new hoax. I have to get that bastard out of office so I can have the power and all the money, but I want the money paid back.
You better pay it back for the hoax you concocted, asshole. Again, we all knew it was a hoax. We knew it was a witch hunt, but they just kept on slamming it down your throat. Those psychopaths. Yeah. The American people must be going, what the hell is going on with these morons? Anyway, don't forget to stay up here at Renegade Talk Radio, Renegade Nation. Well, the Russian hoax collapses. Not a single American charged with collusion with Russia and the left-wing media. The left-wing media, the lunatics, the psychopaths. They've been lying to you all along, which we've been telling you for a long period of time here at Renegade Talk Radio. It's just amazing that these people have divided our country and have caused a lot of problems for their own selfish egos and their power. They want all that power. Well, I think they're all going to go down. And very, very soon. This is not over yet, Renegade Nation. It was a bust. An expensive bust. $25 million. That money needs to be paid back to the American people for doing what they did. Special Counselor Mueller's final report regarding the witch hunt probe of Donald Trump's 2016 campaign over allegations of collusion with Russia to steal the election from Hillary has proven two things. Renegade Nation, one, that this investigation was a hoax and is based on phony narratives devised in the aftermath of the election by the far-left Democrat Party and its sympathetic deep state. They were pissed. They had all this set up. Obama was setting it up with their Common Core and all that healthcare garbage. And then, who's next to continue on to bring socialism into this country? It was Hillary Clinton, and she was beaten badly by Donald Trump. The American people woke up, and then we had to deal with this Russian collusion. The whole thing was a hoax based on phony narratives. That's what it was, Renegade Nation. The lamestream fake news establishment media has been lying to you all along. You need to cut off CNN. You need to cut off MSNBC and all ABC, CBS. You need to cut these liars, these ass wipes off. They've been lying to you. They've been playing the role of an enabler to this mother of all political scandal, while at the same time, Renegade Nation, covering for the real criminals and the traitors and keeping the country stirred up, divided, and people at each other's throats, literally. That's what they have done. You have been lied to. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, recounted for viewers a list of Democrat shills in the media who made it their mission in life to keep feeding the Russian collusion monster for as long as possible, hoping that Mueller would find something, anything, that would only justify his appointment, but proved to be a political mess for the President of the United States and the administration. The people on TV, which we have been talking about for years here at Renegade, they've been lying to you. They deny it now and will tell you this was always about Trump's taxes or some foreign real estate deal or hush money paid to a girlfriend and all that crap. Talking about that, that stupid attorney with the Stormy Daniels got arrested for wire fraud and bank fraud. One of the biggest liars has been Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, who many believe Renegade Nation was the mastermind behind the Spygate scandal. In a previous MSNBC appearance, he asserted he was pretty sure that some collusion took place. He didn't know nothing. He's the one that caused the collusion to begin with. That was the former CIA director, one of the countless retired intelligence officials you see parading around across your screen every night, all of them paid by MSNBC and or CNN to tote the party line. All of them know better. They're lying, and it's a habit many of them picked up years ago, said Tucker. They're all liars. I told you they're psychopaths, and the only thing they want is power, and with power comes money. They are enemies of the people, Renegade Nation. They're enemies of the people. Then Tucker showed a clip of Representative Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee, who appeared on CNN in July telling Wolf Blitzer that he believed most of the Trump family would also be indicted. The media hyped that one, too, as noted in the National Sentinel. For weeks, there's been a lot of committees, Renegade Nation. They've been spending years looking into this, and in the end, they found nothing, absolutely nothing. But during the time the country they're supposed to be running has become obviously and measurably worse, said Tucker. Big, fat truth bomb. And the pathetic mainstream media has been front and center in the middle of perpetuating this hoax through acts of commission and omission. Despite opportunities galore to call these liars out, the media instead chose to keep bringing them back, allowing them to spin all their garbage, all while the tensions in the country boiled and Americans were seething at each other. They don't care about you. If you think they care about you, you're barely mistaken. The only thing they care about is themselves with their stupid suits and their lying, conniving ways. Like I said, psychopaths. Scandalous for certain, yes, but perhaps even criminal. In another time, more Americans would have been far more willing to call this behavior what it was, and it continues to be treasonous. I am glad this is all over, but the country needs to heal. It's going to take some time for the country to heal, Renegade Nation, for what they did. Like I said earlier in the show, all you have to do is turn off that TV. They're liars. They've been lying to you for years. They were lying to you with the Obama crap, pushing that healthcare crap down our throats. Now you got this emissions scandal. Everybody's lying and cheating and running around because they're better than you. Well, they're not. On that note, I just wanted to put my two cents in. I'll be on TV tonight with Carl Higbee at 4:15 on America's Voices. News.com, so you can check that out. My name is Richie, Renegade Talk Radio. Hooray! We won. Have a great day.